Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Normally think back to 1621, the time of the Pilgrims, and the first Thanksgiving. They had a lot to be thankful for, and they were. But are we as a nation and individually in the same attitude as they were? Are we as thankful and as grateful to our God for all of our many blessings as they were, for what few blessings they had at that time? At that time, history tells us that some of them, of the original pilgrims that came over, that they were writing back to England, telling them how many blessings they had, wishing that they had as much food and so on as they had there on the East Coast. Will you be on your knees thanksgiving, giving God thanks, or will you be so involved in other things that you will take all of these blessings for granted that our nation has enjoyed for over 200 years and that you have enjoyed for many years yourself? We need to think about this, my friends, and ask ourselves, are we as thankful as we ought to be? Have you ever asked yourself where all those blessings came from? And why has the English-speaking people been the most blessed, the most prosperous, the most free people on the face of the earth? Have you ever wondered why that we have been put in this good land, this land of plenty where there has been no want? We need to ask ourselves, why are we the recipients of the greatest land on the face of the earth? I want to give you a glimpse today why that we have been placed here in America, why we have this great land that we have. And it isn't anything that we have done to deserve it, but it was because God made the promises to Abraham, gave Abraham those promises that his seed would be blessed. Turn back to Genesis 27. I hope you have your Bible, and I hope you will turn back there with me, and I hope you will have your Bibles handy today and read those scriptures for yourself. Genesis 27 and verse 26. We pick up the story here where Isaac was blessing Jacob, passing the birthright blessing right on down. Abraham had passed it down to Isaac. Now Isaac was passing it down to Jacob. Genesis 27 and verse 26. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son," speaking to Jacob here. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelt the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Yes, the smell of a good land that the Lord has blessed. Plenty of food, plenty of water, plenty of rain, plenty of good land." Verse 28, "Therefore my God will give you of the dew of heaven, yes, rain in season, of the fatness of the earth, yes, produce of the earth, of plenty of grain and wine, where there is no want." And you know, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, God promised these things to our forefathers. And this is promised to you and me today, and we have been the recipients of this because we are the modern descendants of Jacob, of Joseph, the modern descendants of Israel. Verse 29, "To let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren and let your mother's son bow down to you." Now I ask you, my friends, what nations on the face of the earth have been the leaders of the world for the last 400 or 500 years? Well, it was England for many years, wasn't it? Many, many years. And now it has been the United States, at least for the last 50 years. It's said and has been said for years and years that when America sneezes, the rest of the world catches a cold. That's a position that we have held in this world. "Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." And it certainly would be that way, my friends, and has been that way, and would continue to be that way, if we had obeyed our God. Notice in Genesis 48, if you'll turn there, Genesis 48, we began in verse 1. "Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, 'Indeed your father is sick,' and he took him with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Jacob was told, 'Look, your son Joseph is coming to you.' And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed." Now Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he's called Israel here. Next verse here, verse 3, it says, "Then Jacob said to Joseph, 'God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me, and said to me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a multitude of people, and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. Now who is the multitude of people? Who has been the great colonizers of this earth? Well, it's been Britain, hasn't it? England, that has colonized much of this earth. And now your two sons, now notice this, Jacob adopted, or Israel adopted, the two sons of Joseph. And those two sons that we're speaking of here became England and the United States. And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. Your offspring, whom you beget after them, shall be yours. They will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. Now down in verse 8, then Israel saw Joseph's son and said, who are these? And Joseph said to his father, they are my sons whom God has given me in this place. And he said, please bring them to me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim because of age, so that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, but in fact God has also shown me your offspring. Now down in verse 15 here, and he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, let my name be named on them. Notice that Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he said, let my name be named on them, on Ephraim and Manasseh. And I'll tell you, my friends, it is the United States and the British Commonwealth of People, Britain and the British Commonwealth of People. Let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Yes, grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Well, I ask again, who has been the great colonizers? Who are the big multitude of people scattered here and there, like New Zealand, Australia, Canada, South Africa, and so on? Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. In other words, the way that Jacob or Israel was blessing Joseph's two sons didn't please Joseph at all. But this was inspired. This was passed down, inspired by God, to be done the way that Jacob did it. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. Now, who has been the greatest single nation on the face of the earth? We don't have to look too far to find that out, do we? It's the United States. I don't think anyone's in doubt about that. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. So he blessed them that day, saying, by you Israel will be blessed, saying, may God make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And thus he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Notice also in verse 1 of chapter 49 here, Jacob continuing to pass this blessing, this birthright blessing on down. And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the latter days. Now this is a prophecy for our day, my friend. This is a prophecy for the United States and Britain. Now verse 22 of the same chapter here. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. And I ask you again, who has been the colonizers of this earth? His branches run over the wall. Now notice, we have had some troubles, and it states it here that we would have. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. Yes, we've had warfare, two world wars, and we've had many troubles and problems. But notice what has happened. We still remain in strength, but his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. Yes, by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. We've had God's blessings. We've had God's protection. But I can tell you, my friends, they are slipping away, and they're going to slip away. You can read this. God warns us and tells us that they are going to slip away, that they are going to leave us unless we turn to our God and rend our heart. Notice on down here, it says, from there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. Verse 25, by the God of your father, who will help you? And I don't think we, any of us, can deny that we haven't been helped by our God. And by the Almighty, who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath. Yes, blessing of heaven above, rain in due season, the right climate. Who's had the best climate on earth, my friends? Blessing of the deep that lies beneath. Yes, indeed, plenty of minerals and so on. Blessing of the breast and of the womb. Yes, population explosion, good health and so on. The blessing of your father have exceeded the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills. Yes, they're again colonizing. They shall be on the head of Joseph, on the head of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, the United States and the British Commonwealth of Peoples, and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. So this was and is a prophecy for the latter day, and it is a prophecy for the United States of America and Britain and the British Commonwealth of Nations, Ephraim and Manasseh. And we can't deny these blessings. They aren't because of our goodness, but because God promised them to Abraham and his descendants through Isaac and Jacob, through Jacob and Israel and Joseph. I hope you have a glimpse as to where all our blessings have come from and acknowledge them on this day of Thanksgiving and thank your God, your Creator and your Sustainer from your heart, as well as repenting of your personal sins. And I hope that our nation will begin to repent of our national sins. If we don't, then those blessings will continue to erode and slip away. That is a promise from our God. We aren't blessed the way that we should be and would be if we were obedient to our God. We are still blessed, and we have much to be thankful for. But unless we turn to our God and rend our heart to God, His law, His way, we will lose God's protection and God's blessing. And I think we all can see them slipping away. Things aren't the way they ought to be with this nation. Things could be much better. There are many problems that you and I and this entire nation have, that this entire world has. And we see more problems on the horizon, many more problems on the horizon. And they're predicted in Bible prophecy. You can read in Jeremiah 30, 31, God calls it a time of Jacob's trouble, Ephraim and Manasseh, the United States and Britain. You need to read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. The blessings that God promised for obedience and the curses for disobedience. And it is speaking to you and me individually and to the nations of the U.S. and Britain and her commonwealth. So, my friends, get on your knees on Thanksgiving and every day and thank God for His bounty and for the fact that you can repent and come under the sacrifice and the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ and begin to walk in His footsteps. And you can continue to reap God's blessings, me. And that's why I say that things aren't the way they ought to be in this nation, because we haven't obeyed our God, and we haven't been thankful to our God for His protection and for all of His blessings as we should be. If you would like to understand more about God's promises to our nation, then we invite you to request your free booklets, The Two Houses of Israel, Two Nations. Now, that's only one booklet there, The Two Houses of Israel, Two Nations. And what must America do to regain God's protection and blessings? And all you have to do to receive those booklets is just dial 1-800-611-8080. There's no cost, no obligation. No one will call on you. No one will give your name, your address, your phone number, your email out to anyone. Just dial 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.